Stressed, worried and frustrated. Words Professor Green's used to describe his life at his record label for the last few months.
If it all goes to pot for me, that's it. If they mess up an artist, then it's a machine, you know? They'll have another artist come through that they'll work on. So for me, of course it's personal. This is my livelihood.
More from Pro Green later. But how did we get to this point? Well, last year, his UK record label, EMI, which is also home to...
Hello?
Attracted attention from Universal, the biggest record label in the world. They look after this lot.
We'll run to the future, shining like diamonds.
This year, though, the European Commission's been looking at whether that deal, worth more than £1 billion, made the company too powerful. If it turns out competition rules were broken, then some parts of the company, or all of it, could be sold off. The 29-year-old reckons that uncertainty is the problem. Pro Green's told us the confusions led to songs not being released on time and the video for his latest single being delayed.
There's been so many personnel changes since I signed to the label because no one knows what's going on with their jobs, whether they're going to have a job when Universal buy the label or not. It's an awkward time. Should that be public knowledge? Why not?
We got in touch with Universal and EMI, who wouldn't comment, but Professor Green says there's others who feel the same way.
Like, I talk to all the artists because most of them are my friends. So when I talk to them and they're stressed about this and they're stressed about that, and it's like, hold on a minute, if everyone's going through the same problem but no one's saying anything, it's never going to be sorted or resolved, so...
Pro Green said he hopes things are sorted out soon. But since he's spoken out, there's already been some good news.
I think we're shooting the video for Avalon, not this Tuesday, the Tuesday after. You know, all of a sudden it just wakes people up.